Part A, Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One. How did you like the new exhibit at the art gallery?
I still haven't been able to take any time out from studying.
Two. Has Professor Arnold from Sydney University arrived?
I'll have to check. Then I'll get back to you straight away. Three. 793-758.
Hello, James Clock speaking. May I have a word with Mary?
I'll just see if she's in.
Right you are.
I'm afraid she's not here. Four. You look exhausted this morning, Steve.
I am pretty tired. I stayed up nearly all night getting ready for a midterm exam this morning.
Have you gotten the results of the test yet?
Yes, and unfortunately, my grade could have been much better. Five. I think it's starting to snow.
Starting to snow? The ground's already covered.
Six. Good morning, Mary. How's it going?
Pretty good, Bill. How about you?
Oh, I'm okay. How was that English class you're teaching?
It's going really well. I have a great class this year. I've got 30 students.
That's good. I love to teach English. I'm only teaching history now. Seven. I like science more than maths, but history is my favorite subject.
But I think computer programming is the best.
Eight. Were you able to use the book that Dr. Nelson put on reserve for our homework?
No, I wasn't. It's a mystery to me why the library closed early.
Nine. Are you coming with me to the art show?
No, I'm too busy with another project. 10. How long can I keep them?
10 days. Then you will have to return them. Otherwise, you will be fined for being overdue.
Part B. Directions. You will hear 4 dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once.
Question 11 to 13 are based on the following dialogue.
We've got a new manager in our department.
Oh. You hoped to get that job, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry. That's too bad. Who is it? Who got the job, I mean?
Someone called Drexler. Carl Drexler. He's been with the company only 2 years. I've been here longer. And I know more about the job, too.
Why do you think they gave it to him and not to you?
Because I'm the wrong sex, of course.
You mean you didn't get the job because you're a woman?
Yes, that probably was it. It isn't fair.
What sort of clothes does he wear?
A dark suit, white shirt, a tie. Why?
Perhaps that had something to do with it.
You mean you think I didn't get the job because I come to work in jeans and a sweater?
It's possible, isn't it?
Do you really think I should wear different clothes?
Well, perhaps you should think about it.
Why should I wear a skirt or a dress?
I'm not saying you should. I'm saying you should think about it. That's all.
Why should I do that? I'm good at my job. That's the only important thing.
Perhaps it should be the only important thing, but it isn't. Not in this company.
Questions 14 through 17 are based on the following dialogue.
Have you heard of the Bank of English?
No, I haven't. Can you tell me something about it?
Well, I'd love to. The largest body of English words gathered together for linguistic research in one computer reference source is the Bank of English Corpus, or Word Bank, at the University of Birmingham. The computer database has 120 million words in it. The vocabulary, which an ordinary English speaker would draw on in normal conversation, is around 7,000 words. The Bank of English has been put together from the everyday use of English found in England in current newspapers such as the Times of London, publications like magazines, radio programs like those of the BBC, and today's books.
What's the use of the Bank of English?
It is used for research into the way ordinary people use English today, for linguists studying the way language is developing, and for psychologists looking at the way people communicate with each other.
Could you give me an example so that I can know it better?
Well, let's take the word lover as an example. One finding was that the words most often associated with lover were ex and former, meaning someone who was a past lover. The Bank of English also reveals that in the publication's studies, the phrase her lover occurred more often than his lover. Professor John Sinclair, who is in charge of the Bank of English, says one of the findings that comes out of the studies is the wit and liveliness with which ordinary people use the English language.
Thank you very much. I know a lot about it now.
Questions 18 through 21 are based on the following dialogue.
Dr. Stephen, I'm thinking about changing my major before the end of the freshman year.
What are you studying now?
I am taking 3 general requirements and American history and American literature this semester. Last semester I took 4 requirements and freshman French.
I believe it's not too late to change your major because you've mainly taken general requirements which all freshmen have to take. Also, we have 12 electives, so the 2 lit courses will be included in them. So you can change your major without losing any credits.
I am very happy to know I am still able to change my major. I am interested in writing newspaper articles, and after finishing my degree, I would like to work for some newspaper firm.
Oh, I think you will be a good writer.
Dr. Stephen, when do students start practical training?
They don't begin practical training in reporting until the sophomore year. Journalism 1-2-1 normally is taken in the freshman year as a general background course.
I see. I will take the course next semester. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. I look forward to seeing you in my department.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following TV interview program.
Now let's welcome Mrs. Green to our program.
Thank you.
So, what's the story you want to share with us?
Well, it was an experience in a forest, and I was lost. First, I found some berries. I did not know what they were, or if they were good to eat or poisonous. However, I was so hungry that I had to eat something. Then, while I was eating the berries, I remembered that when you are lost in the forest, you are supposed to look for a river. Firstly, because you need water to drink, and also because rivers lead out of the forest. So I set out to try to find a river.
But you could have been miles away from a river.
I was. I walked all day until I couldn't walk anymore. But I found nothing. That evening, I realized that I might never find my way out. I might die in the forest, and no one would ever find me.
Wow, you must have felt really lonely.
I did, but just as I was starting to feel really depressed, I saw a monkey sitting in a tree. He had come over to see what I was doing, and he started chattering at me and leaping from branch to branch. That made me laugh. I decided at that moment that somehow I was going to survive.